Welcome to The Simple Life. I'm Dylan and I'm host of Portugal The Simple Life podcast, an insider's perspective into Portugal. Portugal has been my happy home for the last 15 years. So for those of you who want to know more about Portugal, are interested in moving to Portugal or investing in Portugal, look no further. This is the podcast for you, and tune in every week as I speak to interesting people about what makes Portugal so special, so unique, so truly wonderful. For those of you listening, head over to our YouTube channel to watch some of these episodes. And now, please enjoy this week's conversation. Welcome back. Welcome to another episode of Portugal The Simple Life. And it's another edition, a different edition of Portugal Property Talks. We're not with David. This is obviously not David.
No, so I'm not David. I confirm.
If you guys were looking for David, I'm sorry to disappoint you. This is Bruno.
Sorry for the fans.
Yeah. This is Bruno, my colleague from Portugal Realty.
Hi, everybody.
And we are on our way. We're about to get onto the A8 motorway. We're leaving our beautiful Silver Coast. Don't be sad.
I'll try not to cry.
Yeah. And we are on our way to Lisbon Airport. Bruno, do you know what's the official name of Lisbon Airport?
Sá Carneiro, if I'm not wrong.
No. It's not a good start. It's Humberto.
Humberto Coelho. No.
Delgado.
Humberto Delgado.
Humberto Coelho. Sá
Carneiro is in Porto, if I'm not wrong, right?
I don't know.
For me, it's Aeroporto da Portela. That's how we say normally.
Humberto Delgado.
True.
I don't even know who that is. I think he was like an architect or something.
Probably.
We need to check it out. But where are we going? Where are we flying?
We're going for one more edition of A Place in the Sun, Manchester.
That's right. So we did a video like this like 3 years ago, if you remember. And we had Jasmine, which is cool. We had Liz Rowlandson, who's the editor of Place in the Sun magazine. We had a finance guy from Blevins Frank. I think his name is Matthew. Mm-hmm. And you made an appearance as well. At that time, you were a virgin.
I was a virgin. I remember.
Place in the Sun.
Now
you're not.
Now I have much later. More experience.
Yeah. So tell people, we've got listeners from all over the world. And we've got clients from all over the world. And some of them maybe don't know what Place in the Sun is. The ones that are not in the UK. What is A Place in the Sun? What happens there? Tell us.
Well, A Place in the Sun is a place where those who plan to move to a different country with sun, with a dream of a happier life, to relocate, to buy property there, go to meet professionals that can introduce them to the lifestyle that we'll find there, the processes of buying a new property there, and they can also assist two really interesting conversations that happen in the hub where
we're going to talk at the hub, yeah,
are frequently. And for us, it's a great opportunity to share our experience, share our lifestyle with all those persons who are still thinking about which country shall I choose.
Yeah, so normally we have different stands at these shows where you have experts from that particular country. So France, America, Greece,
Spain.
A lot of Spanish stands. Normally, like for every Portuguese stand, there's like five or six Spanish stands. That's okay. Like we know what we're doing. We know what's special about this place. We're very confident and comfortable in our love and romance.
And I always prefer quality to
quantity. Exactly. Well, what do you enjoy? What do you enjoy about the shows? What do you enjoy? What do you look forward to?
Well, because we normally work with people all around the world, we have to speak a lot over the phone, or we try as much as we can to organize Zoom meetings to meet the persons before they come. But what I like about those shows is that you can meet the persons physically. You can speak with them physically. For me, it's really important to have that human contact in our job. And it gives us much more time, I think, to speak about the most important thing. That is the lifestyle, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of questions about, you know, obviously because of Brexit, I mean, people must be so tired of that word, but still it has an effect. And we get a lot of questions about immigration. We get a lot of questions about visas, about the NHR. But really, for both of us, you coming back to Portugal, me living here for 15 years, we know what really is special about this place is the country, and especially where we live, it's amazing. I just enjoy talking to people about Portugal. Like, we get a lot of those questions on the hub. There's a lot of those questions about the visas and about the legal stuff, and all of those things are taken care of, but I just enjoy talking about this place. Actually, it gets quite dangerous because you start talking about where you live, you start talking about your home, and then you start getting nostalgic, and you start missing home. But I mean, it's cool talking about Portugal to people face to face.
That's the sad part of it, is thinking about what we leave behind us. But at the same time, I think you're right. Sometimes people focus a lot on, you know, the process, the legal questions, when actually the process in Portugal is really simple. Yeah. It's also a good opportunity to explain them that. But yeah, the lifestyle has much more to be said. And I think we could even speak for 3 hours. We couldn't say it all.
Yeah.
But once again, I think it's a great opportunity to take time to explain those things. And sometimes people just can't ask the right questions because most part of them have never been here before.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the things that always surprises me about these shows is, and it's an interesting thing about Portugal, is a lot of people still don't know anything about the place. And then even then you magnify that, and a lot of people don't even know about the area we're driving through now, the Silver Coast, and that's always new information. We've had a lot of clients over the last 3 years that have come to the shows, and their idea is Algarve, because everyone in the UK knows about the Algarve. And then we start to tell them about this special place, the Silver Coast, and they're like, oh, what is that? You know, what's that place? And it is the thing that makes the Silver Coast special is that it's the real Portugal. It's an amazing place to live. And so, yeah, that's what we're going to be hopefully telling more people about.
And you spoke about the Algarve, and I would like to say one more thing about that. That I think it's curious because the most part of British people, especially, knows better the Algarve than the Silver Coast.
Yeah.
And normally when they speak about Portugal, they speak about the Portuguese people. You know, that welcome, that charming people that they find here. And actually, that's what you find in Silver Coast. That's what I find in my daily life.
Yeah.
Not that much in Algarve. That's why I think that's curious. And you know, but yeah. Once again, I think it's a great opportunity to speak about our area.
Yeah.
My roots.
Yeah.
And those things that you can't explain.
Yeah.
In a phone conversation.
Yeah. And it's difficult to sometimes put it in words how this place feels and what makes this place so special. But it's those things. It's the people. It's the way of life. It's the quality of life. It's the calmness, the safety. And those are the things that people are looking for. That's why they come to these shows. So we are going to be in Manchester in about 4 hours, maybe more. And it's like 2 degrees. In Manchester.
Jesus.
Maybe going to be snowing.
My body is not ready for those temperatures.
We're leaving the Silver Coast. It's a little bit, it was a bit rainy this morning, but it's 15 degrees.
Yeah, already. And it's only 10.
That's 10 in the morning. And we're going to Manchester. So what we're going to do, we're going to bring the sunshine, we're going to bring the smiles, and we're going to bring the warmth of Portugal. Not just the weather, but the warmth.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's do it. We're coming for you, Manchester.
See you soon, guys.
Okay. Hello. So I'm here with Charlotte Ham.
Hi, everybody.
Charlotte, for those of you who listen to the podcast, Charlotte won't be a stranger anymore. She's been on our 200th episode.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte, this is your second show.
First time in Manchester.
First time in Manchester. Mm-hmm. What do you enjoy about doing the shows?
Yeah. Oh, I like just talking to people about Portugal. That's my main thing. It's just to talk about how awesome Portugal is and how our lifestyle is.
We can also talk about the weather. We just walked through rain and cold to get here. So weather will be a cool thing to speak to people about.
Yes, yes.
Are you missing?
Even in the winter, it's not this cold for us.
No, never. No. And what are some of the things that you think people are coming and looking for and going to be asking us about?
The weather might be the first point. And then I think afterwards is a bit the lifestyle and what we do on a daily basis and how they can imagine their second home.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff that comes up at the shows is always visa related and tax related and these kind of things. But we're just going to come and talk to people about how awesome our lives are in Portugal. What are you hoping to tell people about?
The food, how great the food is, the wine and the food. I think that's going to be my main topic. How to have healthy food and how to have healthy vegetables and just our daily lifestyle, the sun, what you do on a normal Sunday, and how you can imagine your daily life.
Are you missing Portugal yet?
Very much already. I'm sorry, it's too cold here. No way.
We're gonna test out some British coffee now as well, so we'll see
how it compares.
But already after that walk, I'm already missing home.
Yes, me too. But it's going to be great.
Yeah, going to have a good one.
Bye, guys.
I'm here with Andy Bridge, MD of A Place in the Sun. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you, Dylan.
So we're on the last day with the final hour of the show, and we're in the special room here. But how's the show? How's the show been for you guys?
It's been good.
Yeah.
Yeah, vibrant, buzzy atmosphere. I think we've had 5,300 people who've all bought tickets to come to the show.
Amazing.
So, yeah, that appetite that British people have for buying overseas just doesn't seem to go away. Surely there are, you know, financial pressures and the market goes up, market goes down, but underlying there is a bunch of people every year who either want a holiday home or want to move overseas, and that moving overseas percentage is going up and up and up. It used to be, you know, maybe 30% of the audience looking to move, and now it's 50-50, if not a little bit more.
I want to come back to that because that was something I wanted to ask you. But obviously on the stand here, we've got exhibitors from Spain predominantly, but the US, France, pretty much everywhere. You've been to Portugal. What do you think it is that is attracting people from here to a place like Portugal?
I think lifestyle. I think Portugal always has that reputation of just very luxurious lifestyle. Typically it used to be the Algarve, but I'm a big fan of the Silver Coast, as you know.
Yeah.
And that whole area is just particularly beautiful. So yeah, affordability. I think if you're moving and making a permanent move, then affordability, cost of living is particularly low in Portugal. Probably lower so than Spain, I think.
I think on the whole, probably on the balance of things, probably is.
Yeah. Algarve has certainly been the all-round year temperate climate. The Silver Coast, a bit more varied, but for me, a much more interesting area personally.
Let's go back to that thing that you said about, because I've also noticed that in the last, we've been doing these shows with you for more than 10 years.
Yeah.
And it has gone from golfing holiday home, beach, apartment.
That was the typical thing, wasn't it?
The typical thing to people now, and also mostly retirees, now going from people with families, young couples. The demographic has changed considerably in the last 5 years. I mean, what do you think's happened here that's brought people to that point that is more of a looking for a place to live?
I think, the relocation thing has typically, as you say, been people looking for it. Is it the D7 visa, retirement
one
visa?
One of them.
So, that drives the retiree. There was the golden visa, which has been quite a driver for the last few years. I know that that's changing a little bit at the moment. As you say, young families. I think there is I'm not one to run down the UK because I I love living in the UK, but there's an awful lot of people who feel a bit disenfranchised in the UK and do see, particularly the younger families, who do see an opportunity to go somewhere, you know, like Portugal and start a new life. There's, you know, there's our TV show, there's other TV shows about starting businesses in Portugal, whether it might be a small hotel or opening a coffee shop or something. And, you know, yeah, those have got a lot of traction, and that idea is interesting for a lot of people, I think.
Looking for a home in Portugal? This Break in Portugal, the Simple Life podcast is brought to you by Dylan and his team of certified realtors at Portugal Realty. Portugal Realty offers the exclusive Simple Life home buyer program. Visit PortugalRealty.com today and book your free call to find out more. Welcome to the Simple Life.
I mean, coming back to Portugal, it does seem to be a place that allows for that switch a bit more. It's not just, you know, you've got other places where if you go and holiday on a resort, that's great, but to live there might not be the same experience.
Yeah.
What do you think it is about Portugal where, as a place to live, is appealing to people?
I think it's exactly that. There are, you're moving to sort of a proper town, an all year round town with a community, with a local community, and a normal working environment. Yeah. So I think, you know, if you're moving from the UK, from a UK city, it is decidedly slower.
Yeah.
And that is a huge attraction to a lot of people. But it's not slower as in deathly slow. It's not like, you know, when people move to, say, rural France, and in winter can be pretty long winter in rural France. And I'm sure it's the same kind of inland, possibly in rural
some
Portugal,
places,
which I know less well. But
yeah. But
I think in the coastal communities, you know, up and down that Silver Coast, you know, whether it's Nazaré, Peniche, or wherever you are, you know, they're proper, vibrant, year-round towns with wonderful summers, with wonderful communities, affordable living. And I think that's what drives the interest.
Yeah. I mean, you visited often, you've been to Portugal back and forth a few times, and many times. I mean, besides the obvious things, what do you think sets Portugal apart? What do you think makes Portugal a little bit unique?
I think it's that pace of life and sophistication of culture, long-term ties with the UK. That has some sort of traction, I think. I think a lot of people have holidayed there and thought, yeah, this is lovely. I think originally, or typically, it used to be a bit of a challenge to get people to think outside of the Algarve.
Yeah.
It was always that bit of the Algarve that people wanted. But now they're more, you know, all along the Algarve, there's more interest, more towards the Spanish border, Montcalpiche over that way. You know, there's a lot going on over there. And I think people are more open to different areas in Portugal.
Yeah.
What's unique about it? I mean... It is the Iberian Peninsula, so there's Spain and Portugal have a lot of similarities, but of course they are vastly different
culturally. Yeah, in some ways.
And some people, it just chimes with them that they love Portugal and Portuguese culture. Yeah. I mean, the food, the affordability in restaurants, the access to good, simple produce, well-prepared, you know, good produce, simply prepared at an affordable price. And, you know, they love, you go to any restaurant with your kids, that's never any problem.
Yeah.
There's such a nice vibrancy about that sort of interaction.
Yeah, and I think we're not to get too bogged down into the political situation in the UK and what's happening, but you mentioned something that people are feeling very disenfranchised. And I think you go back to historically with the UK and Portugal, and it's a place historically British people just feel welcome and feel like we belong. We can live here, not just holiday.
Yeah,
and that's important as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
In today's world.
Yeah, I think more and more people are going to Lisbon as well. I think Lisbon was almost had the title of Europe's most underrated capital city. I mean, it is stunning.
Now
it had, and other tourism figures.
Yeah.
A lot of the big cities in Europe now are trying to reduce the tourism numbers.
Yeah.
You know, Barcelona, Venice, these sorts of places banning cruise ships because they're trying to control the tourism numbers, but I mean, Lisbon is just a wonderful, wonderful place. And into Lisbon Airport and up to your part of the world, an hour and 15 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a very compelling combination of an amazing city and that coastline and beautiful towns and the surf places. And Yeah, it's a good combination.
Yeah, we've loved Manchester. Yeah. For people that don't know about a show, don't know how it happens at a place in the sun, we got London next. What can they expect from London?
Well, I'll be honest, it's more of the same. A bunch of people who willingly fly in to be part of these exhibitions, and we don't take your contribution for granted. We recognise it's quite, it's a lot of resource, a lot of money and commitment to come over here with a bunch of people and spend 3 days here with us. But London, what's exciting about London is a new venue. So we've been going to Olympia for several years.
That's right, yeah.
For a number of reasons, we've decided to relocate. So we're going back to Excel, which is where we first launched the show in 2005.
I remember,
so we were in 2005, 6 and 7, I think, maybe 8. We were in Excel, then we did move to Earl's Court as it was, and then Olympia, and now we're going back to Excel.
Cool.
So the access to Excel has been transformed by the Elizabeth line, which is a new tube line which makes access from anywhere.
So
easy out to Excel, okay. Purpose-built venue, beautiful kind of regimented halls. As an organizer, it's very easy to kind of make it all happen because it's a purpose-built space. We're really excited about that one. Yeah.
Well, I'll see you there.
Good man.
Thanks, Andy.
Cheers, Dylan.
Thank you. Okay, everybody, we're here in Manchester. I'm here with Paola Morelsch. Paola, tell us a bit about yourself.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm Paola Morelsch. I've known Dylan for a few years
We've been doing this for a long time.
I'm a lawyer, independent lawyer, working in the Algarve and representing people, foreigner people buying in Portugal.
Yeah, so we've been doing these shows for like more than 10 years.
We've
known each other for a long time. We've been to our office in Silver Coast.
Oh.
You brought those treats from the Algarve, the sweets.
It was the minimal I could do.
They were beautiful. They were so good.
You gave me so much. You gave me your time. You received me so well. You took me out. You showed me all around.
But this is what we do in Portugal. We learn this from people like you in Portugal.
Thank you.
What do you enjoy about doing these shows?
Oh, I like because, first of all, it's like visiting family all the time, coming back to see the big family, meeting you, meeting other people, the people from the place in the sun. And that's a nice environment. Apart from that, giving a taste of our country to people. That's what I enjoy about this exhibition.
Yeah. Well, for people that don't know, Place in the Sun is where people can come learn more about different countries, about properties in different countries. But the same as you, I enjoy just telling people about Portugal. What are you missing about home right now? It's the third day. What are you missing?
The food. Mama, I miss Mama. So forgive me, Mama, for you not being the first one on my list. But the food and the climate and the warmth of the people. It really makes a difference on your daily life. Waking up and having your neighbor with a big smile saying hello to you. Como estás, Paola? Makes the whole difference on your day.
Yeah. I was talking to Andy previously. And we were saying that in the last 5 years of doing the show, we've seen a change in the type of what people are looking for. It went from people looking for holiday homes, retirement, but now a lot of people looking to move permanently.
Truth, I agree.
Younger people looking to move with their families.
Truth.
What do you think people are finding in Portugal that's making them want to move like this?
I think they want quality of life. They want safety. And they want an easy life. And that's what Portugal has to offer us. You know that I'm daughter of Portuguese, but I didn't born in Portugal.
Okay, I
don't
know.
Yes. So I born in Africa and I was brought up in South Africa, just like you. Yes.
I didn't know.
Last time I was in South Africa was in 2010.
Wow, for the World Cup?
Just before. And South Africa is no longer the same. So I understand why I have so many people around in the Algarve from South Africa looking for Portugal. I think number one reason is safety, quality of life, being able to raise the kids in a safety environment, having them in international schools, then they can come and study anywhere in the world, good teaching system. So I think is that. And it's cheap also. Comparison to other places, it's still very cheap.
We're always together on the seminar, on the hub presenting. And the one before we had some fun with Spain. But why is Portugal better than Spain?
Oh, so many reasons, forgive me. We have better wine. We have better food.
I love it.
We have better quality of life. We are, you know that my second language is Spanish?
No.
And anytime I go to Spain, they tell me, no te entiendo, I don't understand you. And they
do.
takes me out of my nerves. Because when they come to Portugal, we do understand them,
yes,
and we
and
do
we
not speak Portuguese.
We try, yeah.
We try, we do not speak Portuguese, we do not speak Spanish. We speak Spanish and try to make them feel at
true.
Home.
It's true. I think, and it, maybe it's a difficult question to ask, because you're practically Portuguese, you've lived in Portugal your whole life. But for me, the thing that makes Portugal so unique and makes Portugal stand out from all of these other countries is the people.
Truth.
Why are the people so welcoming? Why are they so special, so friendly? What can you tell us?
That is a difficult one, because I'm daughter of Portuguese, and you're right. I've been living in a few countries, but I think it's in their ADN. Is natural on them.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Thank
yes.
you for correcting
yeah,
me.
It's okay.
Yes, I think it's on their nature. My father was a wonderful and generous man. My mom is a very generous lady. And yes, you repeat. The pattern repeats. If you are taught that way, it comes naturally on you.
Yeah, something that I've seen from my clients that have come to Portugal. They take on that Portugueseness of being friendly, giving up time, slowing down, being friendly, saying hello. This is something uniquely Portuguese, and it's beautiful.
It is truth. It is truth. I have, living in the Algarve and you at the Silver Coast, most probably because the lifestyle is very similar, I have time to work. I have time for myself. I have time to be with my friends. And all goes so well together.
Yeah.
That you don't have that anywhere else. When I travel, I come to the UK, I'm running. I'm running against the time. Everywhere I go, people are running. We don't have that there. Unless we are in Lisbon or Porto,
maybe,
then we would have that feeling.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything is so laid back.
Yeah. What are you going to eat? First thing you're going to eat when you get back home?
That's a difficult one, but probably a nice and fresh, fish grilled.
Not fish and chips.
Not fish and chips.
No.
That
Why
I have when
fry?
I come here.
Why do they fry it?
Like,
just grill
yeah.
it. Paula, thank you. A question that we ask all of our guests on the podcast. Portugal, the simple life. Why?
Because we are simple people. And I think that's why it leads us to a simple life.
Wonderful.
Thank you
so much.
Oh, Dylan.
That's a wrap.
Thank you.
A wrap, everybody. Thank you.
So thank you once again to our guest, and thank you to all of you for listening. Please subscribe, share with your friends, give us a thumbs up, and please leave a comment or a review. We always love to hear from you. Don't forget, Portugal the Simple Life also has a magazine, so download it. It's for free. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And as we say in Portugal, Sejas bem-vindo. Welcome to the Simple Life.